AI first for agencies, more output despite cost pressure, a 14-day program for shareholder managing directors. Many agencies are currently caught in the same vise. Client budgets are getting tighter, decision-making bodies are becoming more risk-averse, comparability is increasing, and at the same time, internal fixed costs remain real. Those who respond with more process, more coordination, and more quality loops rarely improve the situation. They just make it more expensive. AI first is not a buzzword in this context, but a sober management response. Output instead of process. Not who uses AI, but who delivers a usable result faster, reproducibly, and with less rework. The following article abstracts chapters 0 to 5 into a practical approach for every shareholder managing director of a people business agency. 0. The basics. AI is not a tool, but a new production medium. AI is not ChatGPT. AI is a category of models and providers. OpenAI GPT, Anthropic Claude, Google Gemini, DeepSeek, etc., that can generate very check and condense language and structure at the push of a button. For you as managing director, the provider is of secondary importance in the initial phase. Standardization is decisive. One stack, one repository, one language, one set of output formats. Most teams sensibly start via a UI, e.g. ChatGPT, or a comparable tool. This is immediately workable and does not require an IT project. The API is the second stage, integration into CRM, ticketing, QA pipelines, briefing generators, or content workflows. API projects that start too early mostly automate unclear processes and tie up resources you currently don't have. AI first means we primarily optimize outputs, not workflows. The team may continue to work as always, but from now on it must deliver at least one AI-supported output step in every assignment, document it briefly, and thereby become faster week by week. That is the entire idea. 1. Context. Why large transformation programs fail in a crisis. In a tense situation, cost pressure, short-time work, pitch stress, any initiative that feels like additional effort is immediately toxic. That is exactly why many AI rollouts fail. They are sold as a learning program or tool playground, not as relief. As a shareholder managing director, you do not need an AI culture right now. You need a minimal operating system that applies from tomorrow, a tool standard so that routine can emerge, a template repository so that results become repeatable, a measurement point so that progress becomes visible, a strict work rule so that it doesn't get watered down in everyday life. The first underestimated question is banal. Who needs a pro account? If you centralize AI too strongly, send it to the AI champion, a bottleneck arises. If you distribute licenses without expectation management, it costs money without results. The practical logic is pro access for all roles that produce daily, copy, concept, account PM, possibly leadership, and clear roles for review/approval roles that only consume. 2. Target picture, one sentence that steers everything. A good target picture is not we use AI. A good target picture is operational. From now on, every person delivers at least one AI-supported output step in every assignment, documents it briefly, and thereby becomes faster week by week. That sounds banal, but it is the decisive shift. AI is not an add-on, but a production step, and documented doesn't mean write a report, but one line of log, use case, prompt approach, result link. This minimal documentation is the basis for scaling, onboarding, and best practice sharing. Without a log, everything remains perceived usage and fizzles out. 3. The five principles, so it doesn't degenerate into a tool debate. Principle 1, output instead of tool. You do not measure AI usage, but usable results. Every AI step must result in an artifact that is actually used in the project. A draft, a structure, a one-pager, a checklist, a prompt set, a list of variants. Playing is allowed, but not as a substitute for production. Principle 2, role thinking. AI works reliably when it operates as a role. Copywriter, concept developer, creative director, QA, producer. Expectations, reduces variance, increases repeatability. Write something for me becomes, you are a senior copywriter, goal X, tone Y, format Z. Principle 3, context first. The bottleneck is almost never the model, but your input. Minimum context means goal, target group, tone, CI, no-goes, channel, existing material, success criterion. The cleaner the briefing, the fewer iterations, the less rework. Principle 4, proof first. No rollouts without a mini proof. First, a real client case with limited scope and clear measurement logic, time savings, rework reduction, better conversion response, then standard. This creates acceptance and prevents fundamental debates. Principle 5, standards win, templates and checklists beat talent and debate. Without standards, AI becomes an individual playground. With standards, it becomes a production line. Standards are the only way to scale adoption without you, as managing director, having to readjust every day. 4. The 14-day program. Minimal effort, maximum adoption. The goal of the 14 days is not competence building, but routine building. You want AI to become normal, not special. Day 0, CEO setup, 60 minutes. You decide, tool standard, template repository, measurement sheet, and you set the work rule. No output goes out unless at least one AI step is documented, period. This is the point at which it becomes management and not an initiative. Day 1, kickoff 45 minutes. You say 3 things. 1, we are changing our work model because the market forces it. 2, from today there are 4 standard workflows that everyone masters. 3, everyone produces at least 10 AI outputs in 14 days. Real work, not practice. No tool lectures, no discussion, no who is afraid. Expectation management replaces persuasion. Day 1 to 2, basics, 90 minutes. Goal, after the session, every person can deliver usable output in 10 minutes. Content that really matters, prompt basic formula, role plus goal plus context plus format plus quality rules. Follow-up question rule, maximum 3, otherwise mark assumptions. Projects versus custom GPTs, context containers versus reusable roles. Control, 80% ready to send, check, shortlist. Day 3 to 14, daily practice, 15 minutes a day. Every day, a real mini use case from ongoing work. One output, one log entry. No theory. This is the adoption engine. Anyone who delivers 10 to 12 times in real cases has overcome the hurdle. 5. The 4 mandatory workflows. Sequence is everything. Many agencies make the mistake of starting with cool use cases, images, videos, automations, and fail due to quality, risk, and fragmentation. The introduction sequence is a leadership instrument. First, lower risk and immediate relief. Then core service, then visible added value, then high value production. Workflow 1, emails and texts, immediate time savings, low risk. Standard, every email is first drafted by AI, then finalized by a human. Output format, subject line, plus 2 variants, plus 1 CTA, plus 3 bullet points with key message. Quality rule, shorter, more concrete, fewer cliches. Why first? Because the time savings are immediate and the risks are easy to control. That creates momentum. Workflow 2. Concepts from context. Core service, high leverage. Standard. Context one-pager outline, only then elaboration. Output format. Problem, target group, insight, concept idea, arguments, deliverables, timeline. Quality rule. One claim, 3 proof points, 1 next step. Why second? Because this is the agency's actual value creation. And here AI scales particularly well when the context is clean. Workflow 3. Images. Visible added value, motivation. Standard. Image briefing is generated as a prompt set. Output format. 5 prompt variants plus no-go list plus selection criteria plus format specifications. Quality rule. Brand fit, legibility, recognizability. Why third? Because it quickly delivers visible results, but without standards immediately becomes a playground. Workflow 4. Videos. Highest value only after basics. Standard. Video is created from script plus shot list plus on-screen text plus asset list. Output format. 30 to 60 second script, shot list, voiceover, caption text, editing instructions. Quality rule, hook in 3 seconds, 1 message, clear CTA. Because video eats up the most coordination. Without routine in text and concept, it becomes chaos. What you as managing director make of it, leadership through standards, not through control. AI first is ultimately less a technology project than a governance decision. If you want it to have an effect, you have to do 2 things at the same time. 1. Set expectations. An AI step is a mandatory component of every project. 2. Lower the hurdle. Templates, fixed output formats, minimal log, clear sequence. You do not need a large transformation department for this. You need clarity, consistency, and a small system that enforces daily practice. After 14 days, you should not only see better mood, but measurable signals. More outputs per week, less rework, shorter throughput time, higher standardization. If you consistently set this framework, the real effect occurs. The team does not work with AI, but produces differently. And that is exactly, in this market situation, the difference between we hang in there and we gain market share.